different pastries. So you got able to get Beth McCord and Jackson in the line. Is that good to just get them in the mix while they're up here?
Yeah, I mean, they got an opportunity to start today. Ryu, obviously, you know, tough on lefties. Gives us an all right-handed lineup today. But also, you know, again, we talk about utilizing everybody and this being a group that is going to take an army this year to get through the season. And they're a part of it. They knew that out of spring training that they were going to get an opportunity to play and impact this club. Here they are, and they're in the lineup.
Really well
for Cap last night. D'Lo was up, I want to say 96, so great signs. Again, we'll see how he recovers today and move forward with him again as a day-to-day schedule.
What did you like about Drew in the spring when you got a chance to watch him move around?
Yeah, versatility is the first thing that comes to mind. Last night, we emptied our bench, and he was the lone guy there, and I knew I could play him probably everywhere, even catcher. Yeah, he knows that. He knows his versatility here is a bonus for him and us as a group.
What did Paul do last start that you're hoping he can carry forward into the
game? Well, he got outs, so let's get more outs, Paul. He pitched. He pitched. For Paul to be effective, he's got to mix his pitches. And he did a great job of that his last outing. And we're going up against a good lineup here that he's going to need to be able to command the fastball and keep it down the zone.
Is it kind of a confidence booster for a guy if you play a good Rays lineup, you do well, and then you come in and you face another good lineup if he does well again today?
Yeah, I mean, this confidence is something that is built off success for the most part. So it's always good to have a good outing. From my standpoint as a manager, I do my best to give these guys the best opportunity for success in their matchups and always wanting them to walk off that mound, if at all possible, with a good positive feeling, a confident feeling.
Given the fact that Julian, like he says, it's kind of like doing spring training right now and building up and everything, would you probably, regardless of how he recovers today, want to get him another rehab game, or is it consideration that maybe after 5 innings he might be ready to tell you?
No, I think we want to assess where he's at. We don't want to rush him, obviously, and in that same comment, I think from evaluating how he feels today to his pitch count number, again, we talked about the injury issue from a pitching standpoint. When anyone is coming back from any type of issue, shoulder, elbow, the last thing you want to do is rush them and then not give them that proper amount of time to get ready. So we're definitely looking at all of it, evaluating it all. Getting feedback from Cap is important. But this is a long-term, approach as opposed to a short-term,
Would you want future rehab outings with him to come against higher levels like double A, triple A, or you guys want to keep him in that low end side?
I don't know if the level matters just as much as just evaluating his stuff and his velocities.
What have you liked about, I know it's just a week, not knowing coming out of a short spring training what pitching would do? Your starters are second league in innings. What have you liked about them being in a position to give you enough length to get you into the game?
Yeah, obviously, Frankie's done a nice job. Frankie, allowing him to get through that first game, the hiccup in the third of his first outing, wasn't really about Frankie. It was about us not making some plays for him. So allowing him to go back out and finish off successfully again, deep into the game against Tampa. So it's nice to have those starts, which I'm assuming helps in the innings pitch, but all these guys have done a good job. And we had one outing where, you know, we had to go get someone early. And outside of that, these guys are competing. They're keeping us names and giving us a chance to win, which is reflective of the success we've had. Great to see Kevin Smith get a couple knocks. I know as a player what it feels like to have these expectation level of I got to get out of the gate, I got to show what I can do. We had a brief conversation about that, and I think it's a bonus getting here. I think it felt good coming here. I talked to Mark Shaharo. We talked about him as a person. I couldn't say more great things about Kevin, and we've seen all of his great things. I was happy for him.
Are you stretched out for BP?
I am. I can't wait to get out there. It's been my first day throwing batting practice this spring training, so I've been waiting for a lefty, you know. It's always fun to be a part of it. Just having a little fun.
It's a super random question. I've noticed that you call Pache.
Yeah.
Is that like a nickname, or is it like
a nickname? I mean, you can say, it just for me, it comes out Posh. Like, it's probably, you know, Pache, right? But just like Posh, I don't know, it's something about like, it's almost Porsche, right? Like, you just think of him as like a sexy sports car.
I was just wondering if it had anything, because he's got like, plays a little bit of flair, a little salad, yeah. That had anything to do with it.
Like a Posh, like POSH, Posh, yeah.
Like that.
You can spin it however you want. Yeah, no, that's cool. I like random questions.
Great. I'm trying to think of more.
All right.
All right, thanks everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah.